Welcome to Stories of Abdu'l-Bahá, a podcast created in the year of the 100th anniversary of the ascension of Abdu'l-Bahá. In this podcast, stories on the life of Abdu'l-Bahá are shared in the hopes of generating profound reflections. In today's episode, we will hear stories from vignettes from the life of Abdu'l-Bahá. Chapter 1, His Pure Heart. Today, the most pressing of all tasks is the purification of character, the reforming of morals, the rectification of conduct. The pure heart is one that is entirely cut away from self. To be selfless is to be pure. Abdu'l-Bahá. There was a Christian merchant in Akka who, like many of his fellow citizens, held the Baha'is in scant respect. It happened that he came upon a load of charcoal which some of the Baha'is had been permitted to buy outside Akka. Inside the town, they were denied such purchases. The merchant, noticing that the fuel was of a fine grade, took it for his own use. For him, Baha'is were beyond the pale, and so their goods could be impounded. When Abdu'l-Bahá heard of the incident, he went to the place where the merchant transacted his business to ask for the return of the charcoal. There were many people about in that office, bent on their trade, and they took no notice of Abdu'l-Bahá. He sat and waited. 3 hours passed before the merchant turned to him and said, "Are you one of the prisoners in this town?" Abdu'l-Bahá said that he was, and the merchant then inquired, "What was the crime for which you were imprisoned?" Abdu'l-Bahá replied, "The same crime for which Christ was indicted." The merchant was taken aback. He was a Christian, and here was a man speaking of similarity between his actions and the action of Christ. "What could you know of Christ?" was his retort. Abdu'l-Bahá calmly proceeded to tell him. The arrogance of the merchant was confronted by the patience of Abdu'l-Bahá. When Abdu'l-Bahá rose to go, the merchant also rose and walked with him into the street, betokening his respect for this man, one of the detested prisoners. From then on, he was a friend, even more, a stout supporter. But regarding the charcoal, the merchant could only say, "The coal is gone. I cannot return you that. But here is the money." Florence Khanoum relates two sayings she heard from Abdu'l-Bahá. On one occasion, he said to her, "Sabr kun, mesle man bash," be patient, be as I am. The other was when someone expressed discouragement to him, saying they could not possibly acquire all the qualities and virtues that Baha'is are directed to possess, and the master replied, "Kam kam, ruz be ruz," little by little, day by day.
The Thy name is my healing, O my God, and remembrance of thee is my remedy. Nearness to thee is my hope, and love for thee is my companion. Thy mercy to me is my healing and my succor, and both this world and the world to come. Thou verily art the all bountiful, the all knowing, the all holy, the Allah.